What is the power of the Holy Spirit? Well, in the Bible, so often power and the Holy Spirit are linked. And what does the Holy Spirit empower you to do? Jesus said it clearly, wait for the Holy Spirit because you will receive power. That was a dynamis, same word for dynamite, that kind of power, so that you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So when you hear about the power of the Holy Spirit, one clear aspect is that you'll witness for the Lord. And in Acts chapter 19, verses 8 to 10, it says that Paul, you know, he's filled with the Holy Spirit and he speaks boldly in the synagogue for 3 months. He continues in that region, in the province, for 2 years until everyone is heard, Jew and Greek, everyone's heard about Jesus Christ. So when you receive power from the Holy Spirit, there'll be boldness so you can share your faith, and then perseverance so you continue to share your faith until everyone has heard. It's a clear evidence over and over again in the Bible that God is giving you power so that more people can come to know Jesus. Now, if you're not sharing your faith and you're not leading people to Jesus, that's not an active part of your Christian walk with God, then ask God to be filled with the Spirit so you will have power and you can lead people to Jesus. You can't control what each person decides, but you'll share God's word with power and his word doesn't come back void. So he's going to accomplish his purpose, and his purpose is drawing people to him. So stay bold, stay filled with the Holy Spirit, and the power you're going to see is right through your communication. God is working through you.